Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Back in Chicago, the final score is the Chicago Blackhawks 5 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Time now for our instant replay as to how the game was played in front of a crowd of 18,426 fans. It started off really well for the Sharks. They had good energy after traveling here from Columbus after the game last night. And Ryan Carpenter would sort of accentuate that with a good defensive play in his own zone. And at the other end of the ice, he finished it off to put the Sharks in front, 10.5 in. He skates down into the corner, bodied up a little bit by McDonald. That causes a turnover, and there's again Carpenter. Do a good job defensively behind the net, and here he comes up the middle. 2-on-1. Lead pass on the left, moving in. The shot on goal, save. Carpenter, rebound, score! The pass went to Barabanov, the save by Mrazek, and what a rebound chance for Ryan Carpenter as the former Blackhawk puts it into the net, giving the Sharks the 1-0 lead. Well, that was a great goal by Ryan Carpenter, spurred on by his defensive responsibility way back in his own zone. Carpenter's fifth goal of the season from Barabanov, and Kevin LeBanc makes it a 1-0 Sharks lead. Out of the five goals he scored, four of them are against former teams. He scored against the New York Rangers on December the 3rd. He scored a goal against the Chicago Blackhawks on January 16th and again tonight. And he also scored against the Rangers on January 23rd. So I'm sure when the Sharks come back to play the Blackhawks on the 23rd of March, you'll be following Ryan Carpenter all around the ice. 1-0 San Jose at that point. Klim Kostin has just been a great addition to this team since his acquisition from Detroit, and he played this game today, as he did at the end of the third period yesterday, on the top line with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlin. He would score another goal, his second as a Shark, at 16:30 to make it 2-0 San Jose. The scramble for the puck along the boards. Burrows thinks about shooting it and does. Puts it wide of the net. Ferraro skates in deep with it. Gets the rebound on the pinch. Flips behind the goal line, awaiting Granlund in front. Kostin shoots. Score! Klim Kostin has his stick down. Ferraro an excellent pinch. And Granlund so patient in the old Wayne Gretzky office behind the Blackhawks net. Klim Kostin makes it 2-0 Sharks with 3:28 to go in the first. That was a great goal by Klim Kostin, maybe the high point of the game for Sharks hockey. At 16:30, he got his fifth of the year, second in a San Jose uniform. Granlund and Ferraro assisted, and the Sharks were up 2-0 at the end of one. But the turning point of the game in many respects happened halfway through the second period when the Blackhawks would take advantage of an opportunity, and at 14:02, Filip Kurashev, driving the center lane, would find his stick on the ice and the puck on it. Now Bortolo wants to get it loose, but the Blackhawks poke it back up the left side and manage to get it out to Bedard. He's down the left wing side. Lead pass across the ring. Johnson in front. Tip. Score! Well, that's Filip Kurashev in the slot. All he had to do was put his stick down, but he knew what to do. And the whole key to the play after the Blackhawks got possession was a couple of quick strides by Bedard, and then a nice seam pass across the ice that was right on the tape, and that's why the Blackhawks are on the board. That was a great play by Bedard, but that was the key after the Blackhawks got the puck. But Brett, you were focusing on what happened before they got it.
Yeah, third guy high that in that situation was Kevin LeBanc, and there was a play when you're at the top, you're the third forward in the offensive zone. The other two wingers or the centerman, if LeBanc is now the in respects, the centerman in the middle of the ice, he's the third guy high. He's got to be up and play defensive. That means he has to keep the puck below him. He has to stay above the puck. And a situation came where it was a play from the boards into the middle of the ice, and he went for the puck and didn't get the puck or the man. And that puck right there gets by him, and off they go in an outnumbered situation. At that point, you've got to put your head down as hard as you can to get back to the front of net. And that's the guy who ends up scoring, is because when they kick it from the left side, Bedard, all the way over to the right side, Dan, on a beautiful pass, yes, to Tyler Johnson. At that point, Kirishev's driving right down Main Street in the middle of the ice. That's where LeBanc has to find that man. And, boy, they get a chip on it, and that made it 2-1.
Not much chance for Devin Cooley in his first NHL game and start to get that one, but the Blackhawks had turned the game around. Then San Jose, with a 2-1 lead in the third period, thought they had control about halfway through, but all of a sudden, the wheels would definitely fall off the cart, and a former Shark, Ryan Donato, was a huge part of it. To Radish, moves behind the San Jose net, whips a backhand pass around the boards to Jacob Megna, across the ice. Tenorti passes to the slot. Donato, score! Donato finishes it off, 10th of the season, Tenorti and Megna. Megna, the former Shark, getting an assist on Donato, a former Shark's goal, to make it 2-2. That was the start of a three-goal outburst by the Blackhawks in 1 minute and 23 seconds that got them in total command of the contest. At 11:51 of the third period, another very important goal for Chicago was scored by Kevin Korchinski. There's Nick Foligno with it. Keeps it away from Sturm. Whips a backhander around the near boards. Korchinski kept it in. Pass back for behind the net, but knocked away by Sturm. Now Korchinski shoots, and it's tipped, and they score! Kevin Korchinski is also in his rookie pro season. A 2022 draft of the Blackhawks, 7th overall. And that was right after the turnover. The shot came up high. Not sure if it went off the D or somebody else, but that shot by Korchinski makes it suddenly the Blackhawks 3 and the Sharks 2 with 8:09 to play in the third. That's the game-winning goal. Reichel assisting on Kevin Korchinski's 4th of the season. Just before that, Reichel had lost his stick, and he came back and he came out of the ice and knocked the puck away, causing the rush up the ice and the zone entry for Chicago. 11 seconds later, the Blackhawks were suddenly in front by 2. And here come again, 2-on-1, but a pass now behind the back. Score! Joey Anderson would get that one behind the back through the legs, trying to center it, put it off of what looked like Kalen Addison's stick, and it trickled by Devin Cooley, who had no chance again. Third goal of the year for Anderson from former Shark prospect Colin Blackwell and a cousin in the Vlasic family, Alex Vlasic, at 12:02. So those two goals, Korchinski and Anderson scoring 11 seconds apart, and it was 4-2 Chicago. It came down to the end of the game, and the Sharks would pull goaltender Devin Cooley out for the extra attacker with a few minutes remaining in the contest, but they didn't generate enough, and Mrazek made a couple of big saves for Chicago down the stretch to keep San Jose at bay. But the final knife in the side of the Sharks came at 19:59 of the third, when Connor Bedard, always a focus of attention, would finish things off. Bedard has it. Holds it. 10 seconds left. Bedard is bumped there by Bortolo, who fell down. It's cleared all the way down by Chicago. And it's no icing. It's Kurashev who drops it back, and Bedard scores. That's how it finished up. 0.3 seconds left. Bedard's 21st of the season from Kurashev makes the final. The Blackhawks 5 and the Sharks 2. By the way, Devin Cooley, playing in his first National Hockey League game, really had a strong effort in this contest. Made some big saves to start the game. And even in the third period, when the Blackhawks were up 4-2, he made this save on Ryan Donato. Oh, off the faceoff, Donato in the slot, shoots. What a great kick save by goaltender Devin Cooley. That keeps the score 4-2 Chicago. That was about 4 minutes to play in the third, so he played to the end.
Sorry, Dan. Yeah, he did. I loved his start of this hockey game. Three big saves to start. Stopped a 2-on-1 after the CU. Beautiful stop. Slagert, the young rookie here, and it's just his second National Hockey League game. He got a point blank. And then Johnson on a partial breakaway 2-on-1 as well. He stopped. So right to get the game started, he really got into it. Devin Cooley early made some really good stops. And there were other saves throughout the course of this game that he had to make that he did. Most of the ones that went in behind him were ones that were deflected.
Final score, the Blackhawks 5 and the Sharks 2. Chicago is 2-0 against San Jose. Only one more game left between these two teams, and that'll be at SAP Center at San Jose on the 23rd of March. And that will be a very special event as we are celebrating South Asian heritage. Go to sjsharks.com/tickets and get your seats to the Sharks and the Blackhawks on March the 23rd. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay from Chicago. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.